If you look at what's happening right around her whole county in terms of the many families that are waiting for an OT report, that they could be waiting any length of time, up to a year. And the HSE has entered a contract with the council that OTs would be provided to do the reports that needs to be done. But unfortunately, the government isn't investing properly into the services that we need. It's very, very clear. We see it on a daily basis. Our staff are working day and night to try to support families. But unfortunately, with the lack of OTs within the county, there's times and circumstances or situations that appear happens that while you're waiting, that person could have passed on, unfortunately. And this isn't good enough. The Fianna Fáil Fine Gael government is desperately failing our county in relation to the OTs. And also what we need, as I raised at this SPC meeting, was the importance that we would also employ directly social workers. If we're going to be an effective service within the county, this is the staff that we need to provide the service we need. It is not acceptable that families are being forced to go to private OTs, and most, if not all, of the families are struggling as it is financially. Granted, you can claim some of this money back, but not everybody's in that position to be able to put that money up front. So it's an absolute disgrace and a shame on this Fianna Fáil Fine Gael government that this is the service that we're left with, that yet again we've been pushed into the private sector.
At a meeting of the Letterkenny Milford MD just last month, a very similar motion was raised, and the council at that point told the meeting that the HSE has pledged extra OTs are being employed in the coming months and they will be used to address the backlog. You're not satisfied with that. You want more?
Well, the very fact that we councillor has to raise this issue itself, it just shows that the work of the government isn't happening in terms of making sure that we have the adequate services and staff in place. And I'd like to take the opportunity to thank Councillor Jimmy Cavanagh, Agus Corler, Donald Coyle for supporting me in yesterday's proposal, and the other councillors as well. But the fact that other councillors have to put motions forward, that they have to continuously raise this, our government that runs the 26 counties knows well that there is a massive shortage. No councillor should have to be in a position that we're pushing forward motions in the interest of our constituents. Of course, every councillor works for their constituents, but the point I'm trying to make here is that the government, the Fianna Fáil Fine Gael government, knows well that there's a shortage, and it's only when there's pressure put on them, like the likes of me raising it during the week, the like the MD Letterkenny Milford, there the last couple of weeks, that it wouldn't move. And that's not how it should be. There should be more respect shown to our community, because people of Donegal does deserve better.